He established him Lord of his household and prince over all his possessions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Reverend Father, dear brothers, seminarians, dear faithful, yesterday we celebrated the feast of St. Joseph the Worker. So I'd like to take a few moments today to look at St. Joseph, particularly the dignity that God has given him, the power that God has given him, and therefore the importance of turning to him on our own behalf. Firstly, the dignity of St. Joseph. We could look at this from various angles, of course, but I think Bossuet sums it up very well. He says that the source of all his graces, the source of all the graces of St. Joseph, and the sure foundation of the honor that we owe to St. Joseph consists in this, that he was the man singled out by God to guard his treasures, to be his trustee here below. St. Joseph, among all other men, was singled out by God to guard his treasures. And we might ask, what are these treasures that were entrusted to him? There are three in particular. Firstly, the holy virginity of Mary, which he had to preserve inviolate under the sacred veil of marriage, and which he always religiously protected as a sacred trust. So first and foremost, the holy virginity of Mary. Secondly, well, we could say maybe the first is not first and foremost, foremost in the sense of time, but foremost in importance is the second one. To him was entrusted the person of Jesus Christ, whom the Heavenly Father placed in his hands, that he might serve as his earthly father, the earthly father of this divine child. So God entrusts to him Our Lady, God entrusts to him Our Lord, and God entrusts to him this secret. This is the third treasure, this secret of the Incarnation. And what a secret. What discretion it took on the part of St. Joseph to keep this great secret. It's true that a secret is a kind of treasure, because it's a kind of trust. You put your trust in someone, you expect that they're going to keep that for the purpose for which you entrusted it to them. You've opened your heart, they're going to keep that to themselves. Well, God himself entrusts the secret of the Incarnation to St. Joseph. St. Joseph is one who often goes rather unnoticed because he's so much in the background. He doesn't do anything to really draw attention to himself during his lifetime. In fact, it took, we could say, centuries for Catholics to really realize the great place that St. Joseph has. His name was only added to the canon quite recently, in fact. Why is this? I think it's tied to this third treasure that God has given him. His whole purpose, or let's say the means that he was going to use to fulfill his mission, was discretion, was a certain silence, a secrecy, not because there was anything shameful. On the contrary, a secrecy because there was something sacred that needed protecting. When there's something sacred, there is a certain silence that is meant to surround it. It's meant to enshrine it. It's something that our world today has greatly lost. There are certain topics that are beautiful and sacred, but so sacred that they're not to be talked about in everyday conversation. But look at the workday world. A loss of the sense of the sacred. The silence that we keep in church is there because our Lord is here. The sacred mysteries take place here. And therefore we keep a silent, a respectful silence within the church. And when that begins to go, when we begin to lose that, whether in a church or whether with sacred, with topics that are of a sacred nature, when we begin to lose that sense of discretion, of silence, we end up losing the sense of the sacred. How many churches these days you walk into and it doesn't seem like a house of God? It's more like a circus. And it is a real shame. Saint Joseph teaches us the lesson of discretion. And it's something we can put into practice in our own life, for sure. These great treasures then, the great treasures of God were confided to Saint Joseph. And with these great treasures, with these great treasures comes a great dignity and a great power. Saint Joseph has a tremendous power over the whole church. A tremendous power over the graces that we need to save our soul. We must not forget that he is truly the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's a most chaste marriage. But they're truly married. It means that they share in common their lives, their hearts, their souls. Our Lady is mediatrix of all graces. She has all graces at her disposal. Saint Joseph is one with Our Lady through marriage. He has at his disposal then all the treasures of the family. All the treasures of the church. He and Our Lady first, but he and Our Lady are the only two human persons who touch on what we call the hypostatic order. In other words, although of course they are not God made man, there's not the hypostatic union there in them, still, the hypostatic union, meaning this, that God became man, this union in one person of a divine nature and a human nature, this hypostatic union only took place with them in mind. Our Lady, of course, we know that she was asked to become the Mother of God, and she said, fiat. God demanded that there be a human heart who answer willingly yes before he become man. But he also demanded that that human heart that would say fiat be already married to Saint Joseph. That he would protect her reputation through their marriage. They therefore say, the theologians say, that Saint Joseph too belongs to the hypostatic order. He touches on the hypostatic order, perhaps is better terminology. Meaning that all graces that came into the world came through him. First, of course, it's our Lord comes into the world through Mary and through Saint Joseph. We all therefore depend upon him. We all belong to him. We belong to our Queen. We belong to Saint Joseph as well. It's why we can actually make a personal consecration, a total consecration to Saint Joseph, like we do to Our Lady. We can't do that to any other saint. We can consecrate ourselves to God. We can consecrate ourselves to Our Lady because all the graces we've ever received or will ever receive come through her. And we can make a total consecration to Saint Joseph as well. And of course, those consecrations are not at odds. They all go together. In fact, if you've made a total consecration to Our Lady, you already belong to Saint Joseph in a particular manner, at least implicitly. But this is his place in theology. This is his power. Saint Bonaventure says, "All the treasures of God and of the angels and all the wealth of paradise is in the soul of Our Lady." Think of that. All the treasures of paradise are in the soul of Our Lady. And consequently, all those treasures are at the disposal of Saint Joseph, because he is her spouse. Father Navarro says, "All Christians belong to Saint Joseph because Jesus and Mary belonged to Saint Joseph." We should therefore, in conclusion, we should go to Saint Joseph often with our needs, both spiritual and temporal. We should go to him often. He has a great power. He wants to help us. He's so silent that we tend to forget about him. I would think he must be just waiting to give graces to people who ask. And he is a signed protector of the whole church. We should ask him, I would say, firstly, for a great devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Who better lived true devotion to Mary than Saint Joseph? We should ask him to increase our devotion to Our Lady so that we are preoccupied with her as he was, so that we are always ready to sacrifice for her, that our life is really lived for her. Why? Well, because she will lead us to our Lord. True devotion to Saint Joseph helps us with true devotion to Our Lady, which helps us with true devotion to our Lord. That's the normal process. Pope Benedict XV in 1921 said, "By Joseph we are led directly to Mary, and by Mary to the source of all sanctity, Jesus." And we must not forget that that is the heart of all sanctity. Really, the heart of holiness is union with our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're made for. Everything else is completely secondary. We should be able to honestly say that we do one thing only all day, every day, and that is grow in love for our Lord Jesus Christ. Grow in union with our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything else, all the things that we have on our list to accomplish for this week, are just for that. We don't do many things. We do one thing, and we must do it well, even if we do it in many ways. We're called to do one thing and one thing only. We weren't placed here for anything else. We know that ultimately. The people who lived a century before us, they're gone. And the only thing that matters is how they lived, whether they lived for God. Everything else is gone. And it will be the same with us. We ask St. Joseph, that we go to St. Joseph asking him to increase our love for Our Lady and increase our love for our Lord Jesus Christ. We go to St. Joseph asking him to take care of our material needs. He was a father. He provided for a family. He protected a family. We go to him. We ask him to help us with our material needs. To help us to ask him to draw us out of difficulties. To help us avoid difficulties we don't even see or on the horizon. And of course, if the difficulties are meant to be, then that we respond properly to them. We go to St. Joseph over and over again, instinctively. As in the Old Testament, they went to Joseph in Egypt to get the grain to survive. And then we ask St. Joseph to protect the church at large. This year is the 150th anniversary of his being declared the patron of the universal church by Pope Pius IX. 150 years. How the church needs his protection today. What are we doing with these intentions? Ultimately, we're just imitating our God. He entrusted to Saint Joseph his greatest treasures. We too are to entrust our greatest treasures to him. The treasure of our true devotion, the treasure of the good of our families, the treasure of the good of our mother, the church, and the good of our society within the church. For you know that the Society of St. Pius X was consecrated. Total consecration of the society made to St. Joseph on March 19th, 2013. We profit from this consecration. We must remember the consecration as well. If St. Joseph had such great power while he was here on earth, he has just as great a power, if not greater, in heaven. Just as all graces came to earth through Mary and through him when they were here on earth, well, now, still from heaven, he has an equal share in this. And so we turn to him and we ask for his help. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.